here who are visitors and came because of your children. Let me emphasize that we understand that's the reason that you're here. It's an effort to support your kids, to instill in them the values that you know to be right and good and righteous. And so your support of them is very important, and we hope that that will continue on and that you'll allow this church here to have the privilege to help you in that endeavor. So you know how things are a little bit different. Normally I get up here and talk for 30 minutes, but I'm not going to do that today and hold your applause. It'll be about 10 to 15 minutes depending on how well the kids do. Because in our typical services right now, the children would have left and they would have gone in and they'd have had more puppets and they would have another Bible story and then they would be doing some kind of activity where they take home a little project that they do each Sunday. So there's a pretty significant time commitment made on the part of some people who operate our children's ministry that I'm really proud of. I think they do an exceptional job and want you to be aware of it. I want to this is professional minister me talking now. Everybody that took part in preparing for Vacation Bible School, if you would raise your hand. You don't have to stand up, but if you'd raise your hand, I want everybody to realize just how many people get engaged in this process. All right, it's a lot of folks. It's a big part of our group, and we're grateful for that. Typically, then, after I preach for about 30 minutes, then we dismiss and we go and we're going to have a meal like we're going to have today, only today part of it is catered, where normally we just bring together potluck so you eat whatever people have prepared. Let's talk about why the theme for Vacation Bible School. Kids, if I can get your attention for just a minute, give me the name of one person you learned about yesterday. You learned about Jesus? Well, that's a good thing always. Give me the name of somebody else. How about in the back? Daniel is one person we learned about. Anybody else? Abednego. Anybody else? Shadrach. And? Meshach. That's right. You guys learned a lot of names. Those are names you don't hear every day unless your name's Daniel. Those are kind of unusual names. Now, why would we choose to tell a story like that? Well, let me tell you just this much about my family history. You may have noticed over the years, and some of you have known me for 35 or 36, you may have noticed over the years that I have a strong preference for Texas. Now, when I was growing up, I grew up in Texas. And I lived with my grandparents, and every night before I went to sleep, my grandmother told me tales of Texas. And so each night she would tell me about the Alamo, or she would tell me about Goliad, or she would tell me about Colonel Travis, or she had all of these stories, and I would learn what it was, because what she was trying to do in her non-religious way was to give me heroes to look up to, and it shaped my life. Now, in the Bible, there's an interesting chapter in one of the books, and it's the book of Hebrews in chapter 11. And in that 11th chapter of Hebrews, it's as though the Hebrew writer is telling you bedtime stories. It's like he's coming in and saying, let me remind you of who the heroes are, of who the great people of faith were in the past. Now, why do we need to know that? Well, to give you an illustration, we have a little guy, maybe his dad will hold him high in the air. We've got a little guy whose name is Noah. Can you hold Noah up where we can see him? There's Noah. Hey, Noah. Now, Noah's named after a really important character in Scripture. And this was the fella who built the big ark. And he and his family were saved from a massive flood that covered the whole earth. Now, why is it important? I've thought of that Noah multiple times in the last 2 months. Along with the original Noah, and along with the sign of a rainbow. Anybody in here thought in the last 2 months, I don't know if it's ever going to quit raining? Well, see, in the story of Noah, Noah's just had it rain 40 days and 40 nights and unending, and the bowels of the earth broke, and all of the water from beneath came up and it flooded the whole world, and Noah looked out and floated in a ship that he built for a year, wondering when things were going to get back to normal. And some of your parents and some of your grandparents have been wondering in the last few months, when's it going to get back to normal? When are we going to be able to get into the field? When are we going to be able to go? But the thing that those of us who know the story of Noah recognize is that while it's bad, and while, I'm going to use a big word now, while it is unprecedented, while we've never seen anything like it before, because there had never been this much rain in this month before, we know that it's going to stop. And one of the ways that we know that is God put a rainbow in the cloud and said, it's not going to last forever. And so from a story like that, we can take courage and go, you know, maybe this thing is going to survive. Maybe we're going to be all right after all. Now, that's not going to make the water go down in the field any quicker. But it does give us a bit of hope to realize that that story informs us about today. But more than that, the Bible is a collection of stories saved by God so you could read them. It's a collection of stories to tell you about the choices that you have to make today. Like choices of whether you should be true to your family and true to your roots, or whether you can just run off willy-nilly and choose whatever you want. Whether or not you ought to believe in something more than yourself and live for a bigger purpose than just you, or whether it's all about only you. You see, the Bible gives us information about so many different people to change the way that we think. Now, when Daniel's world got turned upside down and he went into captivity, he told his friends to do something about food that the king was going to feed them. Do you remember what he told his friends about the food that the king was going to feed them? He said, don't eat that. We'll just eat our food. And when he did that, he gained respect. And suddenly they began to see that this guy's got something going for him. When we make choices that are different than everybody else makes, when that choice is based on what God has informed us with, what God's told us, we stick out. And we look like different people, and people take notice of it. When Daniel went into the lion's den, did Daniel get eaten? Did he get nibbled on just a little bit right around the elbows? Daniel was saved because who decided he was going to be saved? God did. That's right. Now, when we go through life, we may get our elbows scratched, or we may get in circumstances that we wonder whether or not we're going to survive. Who did Daniel pray to when he went into the pit? So who do we pray to when we're in the pits? That's right. And we want to always remember that. Remember that big fire that they lit out here that burned so bright and burned up the container in it? You remember that? How hot was it? How many times hotter? 7 times. That's right. You got some details. And the fellows that brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego up to that fiery furnace and were going to throw them in, how'd they get along? No, not just fine. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got along fine, but how did the fellows that threw them into the pit get along? The king's good friends? They all died. Because they weren't following God. They were following somebody else. We want to have confidence, no matter how hot the fire, that God's going to take care of us. And even if He doesn't, like they said, we're not bending down to your stinking idol. We're not going to bend our knees. So let me take a vote of the kids real quick. All right? This is just kids get to vote. Who was your favorite character from yesterday? Was it Daniel or was it Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? How many vote for Daniel? How many thought Daniel was the greatest story? Oh, quite a few of you. How many of you thought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and the big fire was the big story? Some of you are voting twice. Okay. Now, why is that story important? Because it tells us that no matter what happens, God's going to take care of us. And so in your life, as you go through life, be sure that you are always trusting that God's going to take care of you. All right, what we're going to do is I'm going to have Ben and Malachi come up and go through some more songs. So we're going to let the kids come up front again.